Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
He's talking about this first tabernacle. It was a picture and a type that the way into the very presence of God had not been opened to all. It was only opened to the high priest. Remember, there was a separation there. And there was a veil between the holy place and the holiest of holies. And only the high priest, and that once a year, could enter into the presence of God. And he's saying that the fact that the first tabernacle, which was the holy place, the front part of that. Remember, we described the tabernacle. It was 45 by 15. Remember, in 15 foot wide. 15 foot high. It's like a cube. And then when you get to the holiest of holies, it actually was a square. It's 15 by 15 by 15 foot high. That was a cube. Okay, and the other would be 30 by 15 high and 15 wide. That would be the holy place. So he's referring here to about the holy place right now. That the holy place was standing was proof that God's work of salvation for man had not yet been completed, because they're having to go into that holy place. The first tabernacle stood, now get this, the first tabernacle stood between the people and the Holy of Holies. Remember, there was at first there was the court of the Gentiles, and only the Gentiles could go certain far. Then there was the courtyard where the Jewish people could enter, but they could not go into the holy place. And that's what it's saying here, that they were separated from God. They had not been yet open to the presence of God. But when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, and the way was opened into the Holy of Holies so that now all could have access to God. Amen. There was no longer any more need of the holy place or the Holy of Holies here on the earth. It was done away with. For now, a believing sinner could come directly into the presence of God. We go directly to our high priest in heaven. When we pray, we boldly go to the throne of grace. The people before the death of Christ didn't have that privilege. Couldn't go any closer. But now we have direct access to our high priest in heaven. And I have a note I mentioned before. We don't have to go to a knot head looking through a knot hole, if you know what I'm talking about, and confess our sins. When we were at me and Latrice was at St. Augustine not too long ago. I love going into different buildings and different, seeing the architecture. And we were able to go to one of the oldest churches in all of the state of Florida, obviously, big old Catholic church. They still have services. And man, what a beautiful, beautiful building it was. All the stained glass. And how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Have you been in? Beautiful building. I mean, I'm thinking, man, wouldn't our church look good with those? And they actually had a little baptismal fountain as you walk in the door. And while we were there, there was a priest there, and they actually had a ceremony during public hours. The first time I'd seen it, I thought they only would do this on Sunday or whenever they do mass, but actually during public hours. And they were actually baptizing this little baby, obviously newborn, fairly newborn. So his mom and dad and grandparents were all gathered around this beautiful, beautiful baptismal fountain. That it was bigger than that. I hate to say it was bigger than that piano. It was a real bit of marble. It was just it was made in Italy. It had a brochure about it. It was made in Italy and brought over here. Beautiful piece of thing. And it had was bigger than that. It had a little bitty old bowl of water about this big. And the priest would, he baptized that baby. Well, we kind of walked in. We went down to the front. Beautiful, beautiful building. And it would be this side. As you're looking out to the congregation, it was on this side. It was this confessional booth. And I wanted to go in there, but it was locked. I guess they only unlock it when the priest comes in. But there was a little thing you could kind of peek in there. And there was a dividing wall. And he would sit on the one side, and the other person, whoever it would be, would sit on the other. And whatever they do, confess their sins, Father, forgive me. I guess I'll do it. For I've sinned, and they tell them how they can get cleansed or whatever they do. I'm glad we don't have to do that. I'm glad you don't have to come to me, because I don't want to hear all your problems. We laugh, but there's some things you don't need to tell me. That's between you and God. As a matter of fact, here's a thing of, I know all of y'all, everyone in here is happily married, every one of you, but here's a good marriage counseling tip. Tell God the bad things about your spouse and tell others the good things. We tend to, just diary and something happens to our spouse and you got to tell somebody what your husband or wife did. No, you tell that to God and tell your family, friends, and neighbors just how wonderful your husband is. You may lie through your teeth. I'm kidding. But the thought is that we take our confessions to God. That's what he's talking about here. Verse number 9. Look at this first tabernacle. It was a figure. The word figure, we get the word parable from it in the Greek language. And as I wrote it out how to pronounce it, and I still can't pronounce it. You know, with all the phonetics, I can't even say phonetics, but all the proper, because I can't hardly speak English, and you know that. So, but it means parable. And this figure, it means placing of one thing by the side of another. Literally, we learn this in seminary, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. So when it talks about which was a figure, it's talking about that this tabernacle was a type of the real thing up in heaven. It was a figure. For the time that then was present, in which they offer both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. It's interesting. It could not make him the service perfect. Even the priest, the sacrifices that were offered and the blood applied to the mercy seat could never change the heart of the people. Let that sink in. All that they were doing, it never could change the heart. When it mentions about the conscience, okay, it couldn't change the heart or the soul of people. Outwardly and morally, they felt cleansed. But inwardly, they still needed a cleansing. And that happened at the cross of Calvary. Remember, we talked about that. Where a couple thousand years or whatever it was from Moses to the time of Jesus' death. That blood that was applied, whether it was at the mercy seat or every day on that brazen altar, it didn't cover the sins of it didn't forgive the sins of the people. It rolled them over year after year after year. And I think I gave this illustration last week about this. I pictured like a big old snowball. You know, it starts really small. And then it just keeps rolling. It grows and grows and grows. And then you understand the picture. When Jesus was on the cross of Calvary, all the sins of the world that had ever been committed from Adam all the way to his crucifixion, it had accumulated. And again, for lack of a better term, a big old snowball. And it was laid upon him. All the sins of mankind was laid upon Jesus Christ. What about these offerings? Well, it could never forgive sins. God, remember we looked at it last week, God winked at that. Remember the word wink? We think of winking with your left eye or right eye. That's not what the word wink means. It means he overlooked it till the next year. He winked at it till the next year because these sacrifices was made. So the sacrifices offered in the blood that was applied, it could not change the heart and the soul of the people. If the cleansing is incomplete for the priest, and we just read that, if it's it didn't accomplish the work of the priest and the cleansing, how much more for the person the priest worked on behalf of? So even more for the people. It could not apply to them because it didn't apply to the priest who was making the sacrifices and applying the blood. That's what this verse number 9 is mentioning about, that it did not make him the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, the soul.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.